All right, Tidvach. We're up to Sivvav, Shinvav, Sivvav. Starting a new Indian sort of Maradina Lushukani, giving bad advice, or giving advice that turns out to be bad. It's similar to what we had till now, the concepts, but it's like a whole new type of structure. Till now we had, let's say, Sheikhit, you gave someone to Sheikh to Sheikh, and he botched up, and there's an afkamino that if he was a mumcha, he'd be potter, because it's not a pshia, and if he's not a mumcha, he'd be chayiv. But if he was paid to shecht, then he's chayiv even if he is a mumcha, because even if you're paid, to batch up is, let's say, noinus kein gneva v'aveda, which Hashem is also chayiv for. That's the backdrop. We have similar type of concepts over here, but today is really specifically about bad advice. We have different stories about bad advice, but bad advice. So let's take one story. We'll start off. Hopefully, we'll get back to the story at the end of the share. But the story was that a guy went to a car auction to buy a car, and over there, you can't take the cars home to a mechanic to check it out. So what did he do? He went to an auction, and while he was there looking at the cars, you know, it's on display. You could check it out yourself, but you can't remove it off the premises. And while he's there, he saw a mumcha. And he approached the mumcha and he asked the mumcha what's his opinion about this car. And he told him that he'll pay him how? By sharing with him the profits. That if he buys the car and it comes out to be good and he flips it, whatever profit he makes on it, he'll give him a chelik of those profits. It's fine, so the mechanic gave him his opinion. He bought the car and it turned out that it was a lemon. It was a terrible car. And now he wants to be mechayiv, the mechanic, for giving bad advice. Is the mechanic going to be mechayiv for that or not? Right? He was might see sort of mumming up here. He relied on this mechanic to buy the car, and it turned out that it wasn't the car that he was supposed to have bought. Had he known the truth, he would never have bought such a car. He only bought it because the mechanic told him it was good. So the mechanic chayif had such an opinion. It cost to give an opinion. The opinions aren't cheap, aren't free. You give an opinion, it's going to cost. All right, that's today's topic. Let's see. Sivvav. We're going to go through the Makabra Mo just quickly, just to get the Yisaitis, and then we'll start going back over it to break it apart. Hamar Dino L'Shulchani. If someone shows a coin to a Shulchani, let's take a normal case. I sold an item, and the buyer is coming to pay me, so he gives me money, and I'm not sure if it's counterfeit or not, if it's good, if it's... In those days, everything was silver, so it's even not just have to be counterfeit. It could be maybe it was nifkas, it doesn't have the full weight of silver, whatever it is, and I bring it to a shulchan, they tell me, should I accept this payment? Is it a good payment or not? And the shulchan says, Vamalo yofo, yeah, it's a good payment, you could accept it. And it turned out that that coin was defective. So it wasn't a good coin. Now, could I go back to the Shulchani and tell the Shulchani, it's going to cost you. You gave me advice. You told me that it's good. Turned out it's not good. Had you told me before, and I wouldn't have accepted it. Sakta Machab, in Bishar Re'eu, if he was paid to offer such an opinion, he saw it being paid, Chayiv L'Shalem. He has to pay. Afo Pishu Baki, even though he's a Gevaldik Baki, and how Gevaldik, Ve'inu Tzorkel Islamet, the Gemara has different dargas. The Gemara says he was Kedankoi Ve'issa. There was a two famous mumchim in the times of the Gemara in Shulchanim. They were experts in coins. So he told him, the Mechaba holds that Yechayiv, the Gemara, Mechaba holds that Yechayiv, if you got schar, Yechayiv, even if you're that baki, even you're the spitz baki, you can't be any better, still you're going to be chayiv, because what happened was, that mistake was like an oinus kein gneva v'aveda, and since you're paid, you're like a shayim mitzvah, because you're going to be chayiv for that mistake. But if you weren't paid to offer such an opinion, then you're going to be potter. Then you're going to be potter for such advice, because the mistake was like a mistake of Gneva Vaveda. We know that a Shay Mechinam is only Chayef Epshia, and this person's like a Shay Mechinam. We're going to discuss it, but he's like a Shay Mechinam. He has the same, like just like a Tabachinam. He was a Sheikhit Bechinam is potter. If he's a Baki, an Uman, so to hear this Shulchani, since he's an Uman, he's going to be potter. Provided, Vahu Shayyeh Baki, Shayna Tzarklasam, provide you the Spitz Baki, that you don't have to learn anything else. You mamish and you know it all. Vim eino baki, but if you're not such a baki, it's not so clear, but the Gemara is mavua, even though you are a baki, but you're not that baki. You're a baki, you're familiar with coins, you know, but you know, you still have what to learn. That's not enough. That's not considered an omen. Therefore, you chayiv l'shalem af al pishu b'chinem. If someone's not a baki, he's like a hedjit, he has no right offering an opinion on coins if he really doesn't know. If he's not an expert on coins, he has no business giving an opinion. If he gives an opinion, that's a pshia. By giving such opinion, even if I asked you to give, I thought that you're an expert. Had I known that you were not an expert and you give an opinion, I would never rely on such an opinion. So therefore, someone who is not a baki is considered a pshi when he offers an opinion, and therefore he's going to be chayiv l'shalem af al pishu b'chinam, even though he wasn't being paid for it. Which is what we had before by Tabach. If you remember, by Tabach was the same thing. If he was b'chinam, if he's a hedid, he's chayiv. If he... Omen is potter, and if he's bechayiv, then even an omen is chayiv. So this is just like a tabach, with one exception, and that is that by a tabach, we don't have that middle dag of someone who's a tabach omen, but still has what to learn. It's either you're a tabach and you're an omen, or you're not. Over here, the Gemara says, when it comes to coins, coins are very... call it tricky or whatever, it's more difficult to become an umin. So therefore, in order to be considered an umin for shulchani, for coins, you have to be a zal umin that you don't need to learn anymore. You're like dankoi v'issa. Then you'll have the patur. But if you're just a regular umin, but you have what to learn, then you're like a hedjit and you're going to be chayv. That's a pshia.
That means enough to, nowadays, umin, let's say, electronics is much more complicated. You're saying Shmita didn't need to be that way, but the coin needed to be that way. Anything more complicated than Shmita.
Correct. Means if you'll have something, you're pointing out good. I mean, if you'll have something in an industry and an expertise that requires more than just a person who's familiar, but it requires like coins, like Mamish, real expert, then maybe we could be mandamit to coins. Maybe. Okay. Now, that's the backdrop of the Mechama. An oin is gomor, but he's chayif an oin is kein geneva vaveda. Shemachinim is chayif a pshia only. Shemisach is the next darg, he's chayif an oin is kein geneva vaveda, but an oin is gomor is pata, and the shoyel is chayif even einsen.
What was the thing? What was the problem with his coin? What was his mistake?
What was his mistake? That's a very good question, which I was going to avoid. But okay.
That's what I
mean. Okay, so the Gemara asks, if he's such an expert, how did he make a mistake? Right? So the Gemara says that what happened was, it just came out, at least Rashi from the Gemara, the other Shana might have a different Shana Gemara. Rashi from the Gemara is that they just came out with a new mint. So it was something that it's difficult for him to know. Because Mamish just came, fresh off the press, they just minted new $100 bills. So he didn't have the expertise yet in that area because it would just came out.
So now we have a
chance.
Is he a baki or is
he
not a baki?
So he's a baki, and the Akronim try to explain what this means, and I'm trying to avoid this because it's difficult, but he's a baki, and he can't learn anymore. It means he doesn't need to learn anymore. He's spitzbaki. But this just came out. So what should he do? He can't... You're not going to get a better expert than this. No, he knows as much as anyone else in the world knows.
But good, but he can't answer this question.
So that's what the Akronim Amotcha. Sorry? So why is that King Neva Aveda? So you're asking a Shabshia. What do you want? You want it to be one?
Shabshia. Shabshia. Shabshia.
Shamachinim taka is and he's not an omen, he's taka for Shay. If he is a
omen, he does something he doesn't know.
Now, Lamais is the reason. Another sticky part to this is that notice the Mechaber doesn't mention what the mistake is, and therefore the Achronim jump here. The Mashal and others say, "What's going on?" That the Gemara says clearly what the mistake was. Lamais says every other mistake is the other way around. It means if he makes a blatant mistake that I don't know. Let's say the coin didn't have the proper weight. So then, even if he's the biggest woman in the world, he botched up big time. The Gemara seems to imply that the only mistake he can make, that drove him to make, is that if it was a mamish, a new printing press, a new mint. But if it's something goes around and he makes a mistake, then he should be chay because he really botched up. But the Mechaber doesn't distinguish it to. The Gemara says, if he made a mistake, smash any mistake that he makes, if he's an umin, like Danko, if it is, he's a spitz umin, he'd be potter. So, And the Achronim tried to mimiash of the Mechabit, the Gemara's Lav Dafka, so what did Gemara say? The Gemara should talk about Amos of the Shechicha. It runs into a problem, but from the Mechabit, it seems clear that the Mechabit doesn't distinguish between the two, differentiate. It's, this is Dalokha. Any mistake that he makes, since he's a Spitz Omen, he's going to be potter on.
But he's
going to
be chayiv,
if he gets chayiv. But if he gets chayiv, then he'll be chayiv, because it's still not an oynis gomer. Once you're on the topic, you know, as Almezu mentioned, there is a shitas rishonim, not like this, the shitas are Rashba, and the Rashba holds that if he already made this mistake, this is an oynis gomer, because such a person doesn't make mistakes. So then he's an oynis gomer, and even if he's paid, he'll be potter. Right? It's not mashal like that. And Taisa is clearly not like that in the Torah and the Mechaba and the other Rishonim are not like that. It's a Shita Zrach, it's like sort of a Shita Ziyachid Medava, but it is such a Shita. The Maharshal actually paskins like the Rashba and holds that he taka be pato. And the Teshak brings down the Sifkot Yeralev, says at least, at the very least, it's a Sveika Dedina and a Meitzim Mekavera Olav Araya. Whether you could be Mechaev such an Umin for such a mistake, even if you're paying, because maybe it's considered an Einis Gomer, like the Rashba, not like the Mechaba. But the Shach then goes ahead and is Doicha the Raya of the Mashal, and says, what the Mashal brought a Raya to the Rashba is Nishkein Raya. And the Shach leaves you hanging, because when you learn the Shach, you're not sure, so what's he doing? Is he just trying to argue with the Mashal, and now he also holds it to Sveka Dedina like the Mari Ben Leiv, or he's arguing with everything, and he goes straight, you go with the Mechaba, that it's not considered Einis Gomer, and you could actually be Mechayiv him, Lamaisa. It's not even the Sveka Dedina. So the Shach, it's not clear how the Shach learned, but I can tell you from the Stimus HaPoiskim, the Lavush, and the Orcha Shulchan, and everyone in between, basically, to just quote over the Mechaba, clearly, they paskin like the Mechaba, and seems that you can't even say Kimli like the Rashba. There is... Well, just let me finish and I'll take it. There is an Imre Bina, Hilchos Dayanim, Siman Lamed, Toik Dvarav, he's coming for a different issue, but Toik Dvarav, he brings a Raiva Mir, and he says, you should know that in such a case, you could say Kimli like the Rashba. So I don't know what... At the end of the day, I'm not that you can't say Kimli from the Stimus HaPoiskim, from all the Poiskim. But yes, there is an Imre Bina who seems to say that he could say Kimli. On a practical point of view, this is really not so negeya. Why? Because what's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is, do we deem this an Einis Gomer, or we deem this like Einis Kenen Kenev Veveda? We don't really have Shulchanim today, and if we do, it's not going to be the exact same things on the coins with new... It's not... Whatever case you're going to dan, you're going to have to use your own Seichel anyway to know, is this like an Einis Kenen Kenev Veveda? Or is this like an Oynis Gomer? So you have to use your own Sechel to pass in the Shaila. We know, it's clear that if it's Kein Kinev Aveda, Yechayev, if it's Oynis Gomer, you're Potter. What this falls in, the Shulchani Bizmana Gemara, when he made a mistake of a coin, what that falls in, that's a Machlokes Rishonim. But Lamais, I don't know how much of a practical life in this is Nagea.
But what was the case of, if you say minting the coin wasn't a case of Oynis Gomer, what was a case of Oynis Gomer in the case of Shulchani?
Who said there isn't such a case of Oynis Gomer? Maybe. I don't know, maybe not. I don't know. Alright, but the Maya says that's the Mechaba. Good. So we have the backdrop. Now, let's continue the Mechaba. He says a very important Taisofa. You should know that this whole halacha about advice, giving bad advice, is one more difference between this and, let's say, a tabach or any other woman who batches up. Because for advice, you're only going to be responsible is for who, provided sheyema lo shulchani, you warn the shulchani beforehand, before he gives the advice, you should know, alecha ani soimek, I'm relying on you. What you're about to tell me is, I'm relying on this advice. I can tell you by Shaduchim. You call up someone about Shaduchim, they just blab and blab and blab. Whatever they want to say, they say. It doesn't have nothing to do with them. As you can be glad a different girl to say the exact same thing. It's so funny, but sometimes I get so nervous and I tell them, I say, you should know, I'm calling because I want to rely on you. Then they, you know, you hear the pause. And then they have to think about, what do you think I'm calling you for? Not just that you can say everything good, I'm trying to rely on you. So that's the same halachi. I'm relying on you. So be careful about the advice, because it's going to cost me, and if it costs me, it might cost you at the end. So you have to be careful about the advice you give. Then you're going to be chayiv. Oi. Sorry? It's b'chinam, it's true. Maybe it's a head, you have to know. Huh? Oy, shoyim advarim marim, or it's apparent from the situation that you're relying on his ri'iyah. You're relying on him so much that he's the final word. You're not going to go ahead and then take it to another mumcha and ask the second person advice. If you do, then you're not relying on me, you're relying on the next guy. Oh, gevaldik, you're mechavin to nesivis. But we're going to get to it. All right. The yeshoyimim comes along the Rama and argues that filu stama nami chayiv, even stama, even if you don't tell him alecha nisemech is chayiv, why? Because why else am I asking you your opinion for? Obviously, I mean to act on that opinion. So it's implicit that I'm going to rely on their opinion. So the Rama holds, actually the Shita of the Yeshayim in the Rama holds, that you don't even have to say Allah Chani Saimek. But that's the Rosh. However, the Rif and the Ramam are like the Machaba, that you need to say Allah Chani Saimek. And La Halacha Zak the Rama Mekomokam Hasvaru Harishayna Nereka. Even the Rama passes like the Machaba, that you need to say Allah Chani Saimek. Okay. So here I have, and this, like I said before, this advice is any advice. Here with the Shulchani, that was a classic case of the Gemara. But anything, like I talk about karma can, any advice you get, if you tell the person beforehand, Alech and Yisaymek, with that he's going to be chayiv. If he's a Shema Chinam, he's going to be chayiv if he's a Hedjit, and if he's a Shema Zacha, if you pay him, then he's going to be chayiv even if he's a Mumcha. Alright. Now let's. Sorry?
If you need to say the Orthodox Mazak, he's a Mazak.
So let's understand this. Let's try to take this apart, which we did by Tabach. I'll refresh the Olam, the memory, but over here it's going to be much more challenging. What din are we being mechayiv him for? What did he do? He wasn't mazik directly. He wasn't a ma'aseh b'yadayim. So the Gemara says, at least on the Sefer, when he gives bad advice b'chinam, and he was pesheya, the Gemara says he's chayiv because of garmi. I acted on his word, and based on that, I made that decision, and he messed me up. So he's chayiv al garmi.
Why is it a grama?
Because I'm acting on. He told it to me, and I'm following. He knew I was going to follow it, either because it's apparent I'm going to follow it. Right, garmi has to be direct. Either miyad, viyad, different shittis.
Right, that's garmi. What's he doing?
He gave me, but you knew I was relying on that advice.
So I do anything over here.
Okay, so that. Good, Dosh date in the Gemara. What do you mean Dosh date? There's so many Gemaras that some are Grama, some are Gami, and the Rishonim Mucha, so what's considered Gami and some are Grama? Because it is Gemara, you have to carve out that, yes, even bad advice goes under Gami. Yes, because I act on your advice. Now, some Rishonim say that's only when I was in a pinch, that is, that the person already gave me the money, unless I'm a seller of goods, and he already paid me, and now I made up, let's say, with the buyer, that whatever this Mumcha says is going to happen. If he tells me it's good, I have to keep the money. So then, it's Mamish Bari Hezeka, because he said it, I got to keep it. Other Rishonim say, no, even if I didn't take the money yet, but if he gave me advice, and he knows I'm going to act on that advice, so that's Bari Hezeka. You know that I asked you for something, so you know I'm going to follow through. So that's like Bari Hezeka. If the other Rishonim say, you don't need Bari Hezeka, it's a knas.
But the Rosh is not like that. The Rosh Tiflin is not like that.
Why?
The Rosh says, even before
he's chayiv even because it's understood that I'm going to rely on him. Because why else am I asking him? So clearly I'm relying on him. So therefore he's chayiv al garmi. Now that's a Gemara, and this is very, very simple, very gishmak. The problem is the reisha. Now we're talking about when he's an umin, that really he should be potter, and the only reason why he's chayiv is because he's getting paid. What does getting paid help in the formula of garmi? Garmi is garmi. It's odom amazik. So it's not mamish odom amazik. It's garmi amazik. It's a form of odom amazik. Right? Paying shouldn't make a difference. If it's garmi, I'm chayiv. And if it's not garmi, I'm potter. If it's not garmi without getting paid doesn't make it garmi. Right? So now, if you're going to tell me, let's make it a little more lumdish to get. We know there's a kind of odom mud lo'ilam, and odom amazik is chayiv even for gneva va'aveda. Right? Or at least, like Taisa, Adam Amur is chayiv for an oinus ke'en aveda. Maybe gneva not, because that's too much of an oinus, but ke'en aveda, he will be chayiv. That's shita the Taisa. Right? Gami, on the other hand, many Rishonim hold, Gami is Pata for any Ainz, and even Ainz can have it. It's not a Mamish Adam Amazik. If you're Pesheya, Karv Lubshia, Karv Lamezit, you know, we could put you into that realm, so then you're going to be Chayiv. But it's already in the realm of Ainz, even Ainz can have it, you're going to be Pata on. Because Gami is not Mamish and Adam Amazik Mamish. So over here, if you tell me that without getting paid on Pata, a Kachach must be an Ainz. Because had it been a Pshia, I'd be Chayiv. Third is, it must be an Oynis. So now, getting paid, what does that do? So, Gami is Pata no matter what. Gami should be Pata once it's an Oynis. And if you hold, let's say there is a Shitas Ramban and Dina Gami who holds that Odomu Loilam is applicable even for Gami, or at least many forms of Gami, and you want to say that, and it's Meduyik in the Ramban, that even Shulchani is Chayiv, even if it's not a Pshi, even for Oynis, or Shulchani is Chayiv, okay? So then it should be Chayiv no matter what. What is paying make a difference? How does paying make a difference? But I'm already relying. I told you Allah Khan is Aimek. I told you like huh? But I already told you I'm relying on you. Right? I'm relying on you more.
The
guy, the mumkin,
that
he's going to
be
high. Oh, okay, very good. So now, Elamai, the way out, and if you recall, Rabbi, so we had the similar type of kasha by Tabach, by Shoichet as well, is he's being paid, Mamonachok. If he's Adam Mazik, when he checks bad, then he should be Chayiv no matter what. And if he's not Adam Mazik, how's getting paid make a difference? And the Eitzah was then, if you recall, is Toysis, I said, you're right. He's not going to get him out Adam Mazik, he's going to get him out Shoima. That once you pay him, he's a Shoima Socha. And a Shoima Socha is Chayiv for even Oynis Kein Geneva. And Toysis says, this is the Geshmak Eitzah. A Taba who batches up is like an Oynis Kein Geneva. So without being paid, Adam Mazik would be Potter, because it's too much of an Oynis. But getting paid, now I'm a Shoima Socha, now I'm Chayiv for even Oynis Kein Geneva. Now that works by Taba, very smooth Geshmak. Shulchani, I'm a Shoima on what? What am I showing you? You asked me for advice. I took nothing from you. You even maybe held up the coin to me. So you showed me the coin. I didn't even touch the coin. So now I gave you my opinion. What am I showing you on? And I feel in Tim Tzolayim, I would take the coin. The Achreinam Yes Starka. There's a Chedushay Rim in Hashmat. It's a Chathay. Sorry? I know, but what Hilchoshmir? How do you call Hilchoshmir? Dr. Chedushay Rim in the Divya Cheskel and Lamed Zayin, the end of Lamed Zayin, they is that where was my mistake? So let's take a look. My mistake wasn't in the mistake was in the coin. But where was the hefsid of yours? Not in the coin. Because let's say I would have told you the truth, the right thing. I would have told you don't take the coin and what? And take different money. So the hefsid is in the chayiv. Basically, is what I did is I told you to pater your lokeach from owing you money by taking this coin. So I batched up. How did I ruin you? I messed you up. By making you be meichel the chayiv, by wiping off the chayiv that Yena owes, for that I zichen not a shame on. I didn't do any meichel shmir on that. There's no kinyan on that. So how could you get me? Then the kedushin goes further that even if you would, it's only a chayiv, and we know that the shtaris is mismayed from shmirah, and shtaris means even chayiv is he owes. Because shmirah is not going to work here. So if shmirah doesn't work and other mazik doesn't work, what's going on? We're stuck. What's going on? Get the kasha? Okay. So we had an Eitzah, and that's a shtickle. Like I said, there's a Shitas Ramban. If you remember, there was a Pshat and Tabak, the Ramban and the Riva had a whole different angle, different than Taisis. Ramban holds Odomu Loilam is Loilam, even Oinon's Gama. And Ramban holds that even for Gami Yechai for Odomu Loilam. And the Ramban is, so why by Tabak are you going to be Pato if you're not getting paid? You batched up, you are Odom Hamazik, even if it's the biggest Oinon's in the world, you should be Chayiv. So the Ramban Echidish is that since he gave it to you Bershus, you were Isaac, Bishus, Bimalachta, he gave it over to you. It's an implicit understanding. He knows that you might batch up, or at least Oinsen might happen, and he's waiving those Oinsen. He's waiving the responsibility. So he waives everything beyond what the Ischaidah should be like a Shoyma. That means if you're a Shoyma Chinim, he waives everything beyond Pshia. And if you're a Shoyma Sacha, he waives everything beyond Oinus Kein Gneva. Oinus Goma, who waives and pat you. Because he gave it to you. What he knows he's giving it to you. He's giving it to you at that Docker that you should check. And he knows an Oinus might happen. So it's an implicit waiver on that responsibility. And then, Melo, you cannot be Chai for Adam Amazik on Oinus Goma. But we touched up, but let's say you were Pesheya, or if you were paid, and you did then I could already get you for Adam Mamazik. Because there was no waiver on that. I was only a waiver on what's beyond, on that Oynes Goma. If that's the case, then we can have the Eitzi by Maradin Lushulchani as well. Is that if you're not paid, I'm giving it to you, so Yosef bin Malachtai, so I'm waiving anything beyond your responsibility like a Shema would be responsible for. And therefore, if you're not being paid, anything beyond Pshia would be Pata. If you are being paid, I'll get you as other Mamazik, as Garmi Mamazik for Gneva Vaveda, but what's beyond that, I'll Pata you. So then it's very good how paying makes a difference. Paying minimizes my waiver. Normally I give you a waiver. If you're being paid, I'm only waiving an Oynes Goma. If you're not being paid, I'm waiving everything beyond Pshia. So then that could be an Eitzi here. Okay.
Not for everybody else.
But if a tais is in Leah, that's going to be a problem. So there's a Chuvis Tashbats, which says, Lachar Yopshat, then Lachelik Beis Kuf Ayin Dalad, Taif Dvarav, he says, Aloshin, that you chayiv here midan from his chayivis. It's as if you were mischayiv yourself to undertake this responsibility. Why else am I taking money? Only because he's relying on me. I'm taking the money that I should in turn be chayiv. I was mischayiv myself that if I mess up, I'm going to be responsible for my messing up. So Kilo, you're right. I'm not going to get you all the mamazik. I'm not going to get you all shema mamazik. I'm getting you that if I'm paying you and you know that you might mess up and cause me a hefzid, it's implicit that you're naming on that responsibility, you're being mischayv yourself that if something goes wrong, you're going to owe money. So that's now we're going back to Tabak. So why don't we say the same thing by Tabak? And I'll make the kasha stronger. Because if you remember, we said over there's a Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says by a Tabak, make sure to give a dinar up front to be mischayv him. Because if you don't give the dinar up front and he doesn't do a mashicha on your animal, there's no kinyan ishmir yet. So you can't get him out shayma. So I'll pay him up front, and that will be mischayiv malt shaimra. L'chayra, what happened to this vart? Let's say it's implicit as chayvis. Why do I have to get you all shaimra for? Get him out as implicit as chayvis. Well, in the Yad Ramah's case, it was no shame either, because he didn't make a mashika. But if you don't give him the dina, and he batches up, what's the halakha?
It's my fault, I should have given him the dina.
You should have given him the dina.
And
the
Tabas is what the money could be called on, and it's a lot of work. Someone looking at a dinner doesn't have a significant amount of work.
And therefore?
You're paying for the price, what else are you paying for?
I mean, a Tabas you're not doing for this. The work is that the work should be good. I can check myself not good. I need you to check good. So I'm paying you to check good. So look, it's also, it should be implicit as chayvus.
You're paying for the sheep, you're not paying for the not messing up.
I hear the chiluk. Sorry?
Okay.
It's still very interesting that all the Rishonim tans on the first leg of Tabach, and like 10 lines later, with the Rosh Hashanah, it's like no one is aware of what is going on. And that terrace that they gave for Tabach doesn't work over here. Someone should say something. Like, come on, like Tyson, like, hey, my rock on. No, but over here, okay, it needs beer. The vowel, that's the Tashbaz, that's what we're going to go with. Okay, let's, Nachazak. It says over here that if you saw it, Bechinam, and you're an Omen, you're going to be Pata. The Gemara brings down a story with Rabbi Chia, this type of a Maisa, and the Gemara says Rabbi Chia was a Baki, and he made a mistake, and Rabbi Chia paid. It was Ahiyatis who brought a coin, and Rabbi Chia ended up paying. In fact, the Gemara, why is Rabbi Chia paying for Ay Shteit Lehedya, that if you're doing it for free and you're a Baki, you're a Pata? The Gemara said, Lefnim Meshur Sedin. Rabbi Chia, Nadam Gadol, did it Lefnim Meshur Sedin. What we see then from the Gemara is that even though you're Pata, but there's a Makam from Lefnim Meshur Sedin. That even if this Baki batches up Bechinim, that is not Chayiv, but it's still a Makal of Nirish Mishra Sedin to pay. And it's a Meiri over there. The Meiri says, Royal Letamidi Chachomim Ol Anche Maiso Leshalim Kol Nezek Abo Machmas Diburam Velasay Simsha B'nei Odom Lefnim Mishra Sedin. It's a Klolius, he learned that from this here, a Klolius to Gazak, that if you ever cause on a mistake through advice, bad advice, even though it was free advice, and you're a Baki that your potam in adin, but lefnimishus adin, roi letomidu chakam and manche maisa to pay.
Maybe lefnimishus adin did not a prophet. He didn't hold himself.
Okay, God, the Tosis says that Lefnei Mishnas Adin, I believe Tosis says, Lefnei Mishnas Adin, he's mechalic different cases, that Lefnei Mishnas Adin, you take on what other people's din is. So since someone who's not a Baki would be Chayiv Min Adin, so even though I'm a Baki, I'm part of Min Adin, but I should be Machmir and take on Yenim's din, as if I'm not a Omen, I'm not a Baki. Sorry? Because there are other cases that it doesn't go under the din of Lefnei Mishnas Adin, it could go under other Inyan of Midas Chasidis and whatever. Whatever. Okay. Meila, let's take it to the next step. So by Tabach, we once discussed Machlokes Achrayim, by Tabach, you have a Chiv B'dinei Shemayim. We came out, there's no Chiv B'dinei Shemayim. But even though there's no Chiv B'dinei Shemayim, you could still have a Lefnei Mishnas Adin. Mado giving bad advice is Lefnei Mishnas Adin, because it's a Nezek Habo Machmas Diburoi. Kosh again, if it's a Nezek Habo Machmas Maisa Yadayim, you mama shechted wrong, Lechay over there too, there should be a Lefnei Mishnas Adin. Alright. Fine, let's move on. So over here you have a case, if he's not a Baki, he's going to be Chayiv. Why? Because he gave bad advice. And if he is a Baki, he's going to be Potter unless he's being paid. The Shach brings many examples, a couple of examples, to bring this out. I'm going to share with Elam a few, you know, let's broaden this halakha. Lav davka to Shulchani. The case of it, one case of the Shach was, is that I wanted to lend money, and I wanted to know if this guy is reliable to pay back. Credit rating. So I call you up and I say, you know, tell me, you dealt with this guy, does he have good credit? And you tell me, the best. Mamish Gavaldika credit. And then I lend him money, and turns out, Nishkatoigen, Nishkafloigen, the guy never had good credit, the guy was an Oni Bishas Maisa when I lent him, the chance he's going to be paying me back is, you know, Suffolk. It's not what you told me, the best. Or you told me, yeah, you could lend him, so Mamelu, you're going to be Chayiv for that advice. You're going to be Chayiv for that advice. You gave me bad advice. Now, you still need Alech Ani Soimech, right? The way we pass from like the Machava, you're only going to be Chayiv if I tell you Alech Ani Soimech, or it's Muchach Mitoichai that I was relying on you.
How could two people owe money? It's money.
Oh, who said it's not money?
The other guy owes me money.
The other guy was still owing me money, it's true. But if I could collect from the other guy, you're right, I have to go to the other guy, and then you did nothing wrong with the advice. But if I can't collect, there's a guy skipped town, or he's bankrupt, it's over. The guy's an only, we know that he's not paying back unless he wins the lottery. What?
He's still
Mukhoyev, yeah, but he's Taka owes me Al Tava, and you owe me Al Tzgarmi. You gave me bad advice. Yeah, no, it's me till Shemitah. I'll make a proposal. He'll only pass Shemitah.
Every single Arab, you kind of Garmila.
This type of a cheshbon, way they talk about it, overlaps. Like over there, they use a lotion and it's Arab. Not a lotion, it's Garmila. Good. Yeah, it needs a beer. It's not going to be for now, but yes.
To the price of a good loan to a bad loan.
I went to lend the money. You put my money at risk. I'm not interested in putting money at risk. You told me I should do it, so I put money at risk.
Money at risk is Shemitah Garmila.
Well, so we got to have this. It was Nogea to a Din Torah. And it was Nogea, we had to be Medama. And so one of the Dayanim had this type of a Chayshvim, but Dosh Tayt Faket, right? Teretz is that the Groma, we want to know whether he paid me back at the end, that's a Groma. But right now, the second I lent the money, it's already at risk. It's Garmi. Means, I took money that's in a safe place, and because of you, I put it in a risky place. That's already Garmi on my money. Whether the guy's going to pay back or not, he might end up paying back. But right now, my money is in a matziv that there's a risk to have it pay back. It was nitin loitzah. The money was given.
It's a risk. It's not
Bari Zeka. The Bari Zeka was the second the money left my pocket. It's Bari Zeka. The money's gone the second I lent the money. You might pay me back, or this guy might pay me back. But right now, my money went from in my pocket to gone. If he ends up paying me back, then Kumtois, he was Mamali Mechasarin. But if he doesn't end up paying me back, he's never Mamali Mechasarin. So Mechasarin happened right away. Right now, my money went from being here to not being here. So that's got me.
I can't see. It's not what it is. It's not that you lost the money. Every loan is like that. Every loan.
Well, every loan has some degree of risk. That's true. There's no loan that's perfect 100%. That's true. But here, you gave me advice that had I known the truth that he was Oni, I wouldn't have lent him. So we would never enter the realm of risk. Because I'm shot, I would have lent him anyway, and now it's a different rating. I would have charged him more interest. You know, let's say these guys that do loan sharking, so they deal with bad debt, they lend bad debt. But if I would have known he was, you know, triple C, I would have charged him 15%. You told me he's only triple B, I charge him 12%. 75%. So then we could talk about the different percentages, maybe. We could talk about maybe it's only needs a revach on that. We could talk about here, we're talking about more fundamental. I wouldn't have lent them the money.
Okay, so you put the money at risk, it was not borei hazeka. Now I can't call borei hazeka. Borei hazeka is damage.
Okay, that's all right. I think the borei hazeka, because miyad, the money's gone. If you pay me back, you're being mamale that chasar. All right, if you have a different. Sorry? Ah, gavaldik. And who adin? The shak brings another case. You have a store, and he wants to know if you can supply goods on credit. So he calls up, let's say, other stores that deal with him, a nursing home. Calls me up, he wants paper goods, right? So I don't know if I want to extend credit. So I call up the medical supply company who's providing for the nursing home. Does he have good credit? Does he pay back? Yeah, sure, the best. And come on, nishka daigin, nishka vlaigin. So what are you doing to me? You mess me up. I wouldn't have extended him credit, otherwise I wouldn't have even sold him bechal, maybe. That's it. So you mess me up. So again, if I tell you, alecha kasim, that's the magic words, alecha kasim china, I'm relying on you, or it's marmad vam, then I'm relying on you, then you're going to be chayiv, because you gave me bad advice.
You know, the time gave him, wasn't able to say that. Maybe something
wasn't. No, in economics. So, yeah, maybe the burden of proof will be on me that I have to show and that at the time of the loan, he already wasn't having good credit. He already was a noni or whatever it is. No, but you, if you tell me he's wealthy, let's say, and it turns out he wasn't wealthy, so I'm not wealthy and not interested. A lot of people are not wealthy to pay back loans, but I'm not willing to put my money at risk. You told me he was wealthy, so and now it came out he was wealthy. Sorry?
Three names of
suppliers.
Right, and therefore? It's not a lesson. Not
everyone. Ooh, we're going to get to that. Bal.
But I should have also, I called the commission about a shit. And the guy says, I want to do this support. Right? And the guy says, I can support. We know the guy's not paying for the people. And I have to support the guy.
It was a bizarre mic that just happened. I know such a mic. No, but I'm sure not. Huh?
Let's say
it
gives you a good eight and you make money because it's going to demand something.
No, you know, I never told him to give me a shutter because of the Eitzah. He gave me a free Eitzah.
So, you're causing the loss, you can't cause the
revenue. It costs money to give advice. You want to give advice, you want to open up your mouth and give an opinion, you have to put your money where your mouth is. Yes, yeah, it costs to have an opinion. If everyone thinks they can have an opinion, say, no, it costs. It's
a tackle. Have you explained it
before? Who? You have to tell him that you have to say, you have to say, I'm relying on you, or it's apparent.
I'm relying on you for 1,000 people.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, I'm relying on you and not 1,000 people. Lo yar lechem. Right, we're going to get to that about.
But don't rely on me.
Yeah, then fine. If I tell you don't rely on me, that's a disclaimer. Yeah, 100%. That would work. He said that lechem. He said, no, don't rely on me. So that's it. Very good. Good. Now the Aruch HaShulchan is machalik. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Tesantazach, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Bamed v'mamurim, that when you tell the guy he has good credit, or you can extend, you know, credit on goods, or good credit in a loan, all these things, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that's only when you're asking me, Shaloi Bifnei, the Baldova. But if I'm in front of the Baldova and you ask me such a question, that's a loaded question. What do you think I'm going to answer? I should tell you, no, he's terrible in front of him? So therefore, you have no right. I could say it's Rosie. He's the best. Mamish, him and Bill Gates. Gewaldig. Right? I could tell you that. And you have no right to rely on me. Because you know what I'm going to say in front of him. Mishnah Demzak Torah Kashukin, the next step. Even if it was not in front of the person, but you made up with the person that you're going to ask me. And the person knows that I'm going to be asked. And he knows that he turned down the loan. There's only one reason why he'll be turned down. It's because I gave bad opinion about him, so I'm not putting my neck on the line. Yeah, he's the best. Mamish, it's sunny outside. It's gewaldig. It's gewaldig. He's the best. I have a right to say that. I mean, I don't know, but you can't rely on me. You have no right to rely on me. I merely can't come back altogether me because what do you expect me to answer? I don't have to put my neck on the line.
All the references on a sheet of glass are no good.
Why? Because they know they're called. You don't know that they're going to be called. You call everyone on the shidduch. I usually try not to call. Whoever they put down, that's the ones I know not to call. Because those I know, they're going to. There's a case in Reish Kav Zayin Tzuf Kav Hey where you buy a chayfetz and halacha I know you have a small zman that you have to show it to a targer or a buck to touch up how much the chayfetz really worth. And if a guy bought something and then he went to a targer and he told him yes it's taka worth that, and it came out it wasn't, he was nisana, the same halacha I could go back to the targer provided that I told him alecha nisaymik, and if he's a free tago, free advice, so then Bechina, maybe he'll be potter if he was honest. But if he's a pay tago for that opinion, he'd be kaif. You buy a car and you show it to a mechanic, and sometimes you even have to pay him. Yeah, but you have to pay him to do like a check, a quick check on the car. I buy a used, a second-hand car, and he gives me advice, and I paid him for that advice, and then it turned out to be a lemon. I could go back to him and say, look, I paid you. Even though you're an uman, I paid you. You're going to be chayiv because you gave me bad advice, and I paid you for that advice. So, yeah, again, of course, it's a dangerous business here. All right, let's move on. We can still go back to our shayla about the mechanic belt. Let me just...
It's not a woman, it's not a boss. Right? So a lot of his
chai. Then he's chai.
Right? But
even Bechinam.
But the person who's asking him knows that he's not a
woman and not a boss? No. If he would know that we have to go back to it. We never got back to it. I hope I'm saving it for Siv Zayin. But... If he knows, Dama Bereishe. Lechai should be Dama Bereishe, but we're going to see in Siv Zayin. But if he doesn't know, and you offered an opinion, I thought you offered an opinion because you're an expert. Why? If you weren't an expert, you have no right to offer an opinion. You shouldn't have said anything. All right. Now, what's the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah? The Ramah holds that it's an implicit. I don't have to say Alecha Nisayim because it's implicit. Why else am I showing it to you? Why am I asking your opinion? Obviously, I'm relying on you. So what does the Mechaber hold? Machaber holds that avada you're relying on me. I understand that you're showing it to me because you want to hear my opinion. But who says I'm the only one? Right? Machaber's lashon is that you have to have marma dvarim shusayma chareyatsa v'lo yara l'achem. I know you're going to take my opinion into account. You're not going to makar avek. But maybe you have six other people you're asking after me. So maybe you weren't relying on me. I wasn't the final word. So maybe if I'm not the final word, you can't get me. Means even though it's obvious that if you're showing to me, you're showing to me for a purpose. But maybe I'm like the first on the line. So maybe you can't get me. You would have to need a regalim of a marim advarim that it's apparent that I'm the last opinion, that you're relying on me only, or I'm at least, at the very least, the last opinion on the line. And this opens up a whole shaila amongst the Gedela Achreinim. There's a tshuva that says to the Sefer Yeshua. And the Sefer Yeshua has a tshuva on it. I guess let's start with the Nesivis. The Nesivis says that you should know when you're relying on the Shulchani and these things, if you have three Shulchanim and you have a Din Bezdin, they all go into a whole different category. They have an indemnity of a Bezdin. A Bezdin is part if they make a mistake. So if you have three Shulchanim or three Shamayim will give an opinion, then it has a Din of a Bezdin and they'll be part of. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's only a Din Bezdin instructed them to say, or if you asked them, so to speak, to give an opinion, collective opinion, like a Bezdin, but if they came over to you and initiated and offered their opinion on their own, voluntarily, then they don't have a Din Bezdin, and then you can get even the three of them. But what you see from side the Nesiva, side the Aruch HaShulchan, that the fact that you have more than one is not a patur. If three people give you an opinion on one time, B'Yisoid, that could have been Mechayiv all three. Maybe a third, a third, a third. Maybe Rotem Yizegoy, Rotem Yizegoy. It goes into like Shnaim Sheziku, two people. Well, Mazik Bevazakas, that's apparent from the Nesivis and Orka Shulchan. The Ksais is Mesupik. Ksais says that maybe both are Pata. You didn't rely on me because you needed to ask Yenna. And Yenna says, you didn't rely on me because you needed to ask the first guy. It's in London. You were not saying, you weren't saying that on me.
I mean, that's going to happen, but they have a credit reference, right? The credit reference, you have three people, four people. So in each one, you sign them.
It means if one guy would have said an opinion, I went to rely. So it's only the collective opinions that got me there. The Gilead Marshal, the Shlomi Ege has a tshuva, Shlomi Ege, and I believe it's Simon Chav Gimel, Chavezel Chav Gimel has a tshuva, and he's noite, yeah, that even if you have numerous shulchanim, I can get everyone, like Shnaim Sheziku. So you have the Nesivis. And like I said, in the Shleim Eiga and the Aruch HaShulchan will go like that. So he says, Masupik. What happens if it's Ze'achazeh? I asked the first one, gave me opinion, then I asked the second one, and I gave me opinion. And after the second one's opinion, then I went ahead with it. What's the halakha? So there the Akoinim are mitzadeid that I can get the last guy. The first guy I can't get because I needed the second guy. But the second guy I get because he was the Makab HaPatish who made me carry through. And the Shtikim Muduik like that in the Makab. Why? Because Makab says, okay, so he won't show anymore. This is the last. How do you have such a case? Lamosha, let's say I'm in the market and I'm about to buy this thing. So you know that I'm relying on you, that you're the last person I'm asking. Fine. So then I can get you, even if I don't say Allah Khani Zemek. But maybe he has 16 people before me.
So each guy thought the same thing. He went to the first show company, he showed it, I'm in the market.
Let's say he brought it out of the market. He brought it and he already showed it to 10 people. And now he's about, the buy is right there, the seller's right there. They're ready to clinch the deal. And I ask you, just before I clinch the deal, is it good? Should I accept it? And he said, yeah. And now I take the money. The Rishonim even say that if it's in front of you, it's like clearly that Alech Ani Seinech. Because you have to know either the Lomdus is because it's apparent or the Lomdus is because if not, if you saw it otherwise, then right before I take the money, she say, stop, don't rely on me. That is, you see that it's implicit, you kept quiet, then your advice is carrying on, so to speak, till we clinch the deal. So clearly Alech Ani Seinech, but maybe I asked 10 people before. If I say it's the fact that I asked 10 people before, it doesn't part to the last guy. The last guy is going to be high because I relied on the last guy. That's it. He's the Makab HaPatish on the deal. One more halacha, Rabbi Yisai. How are we passing between the Mechaba and the Ramah? Actually, it also goes like the Mechaba. The Shach brings a Mashal who paskins like the Yesh Oimrim, that unless you say Alecha Nisaymech, that even without Alecha Nisaymech, you're going to be Chayiv. And the Shach is Doichit B'shtei Yadayim, and he holds, no, the halacha is like the Mechaba Ramah. There's a Chav is Yor, who Vaita stands up for the Yesh Oimrim, but you have the later Achreinim who say you can't even say Kimli. The Maisim the Sefer Yeshua was that you did not say Alecha Ani Seimich, and Gerada, you borrowed money from this Mumcha beforehand. You owe money from a different thing. And now he gave you bad advice and he messed you up, and you didn't say Alecha Ani Seimich. The Sefer Yeshua says he's not Chai for that advice because you didn't say Alecha Ani Seimich, and you can't even withhold the Hava that you owe him. You can't even say Kimli. It's not even a suffix. The Halach is like the Mechaba and like the Ramah says, V'chein Ika, Nira Ika, and Memelo. The Halach is that unless you say Alecha Ani Seimich, you're going to be Pata. The exception to the rule is what Shmuel Mechal pointed out, and that is that if you pay him, how do you teach the Mechaba? It's such a reading, simple reading. The Mechaba says, V'hu sheyemalu shulchani. What is the V'hu going on? Provided you tell the shulchani, Alecha Ani Seimech. Is it going on only the last case when he's bechinim, or is it going even on the first case when it's beschar? The Nesiva says it's only going on the last case bechinim. When you pay him, then you don't have to say Alecha Ani Seimech and Yizkayiv. And the Meiri says it mafurish. Achoinim, I'm a supik. The Dogamer of Abba goes like that, and the Minkus Pitim goes like that. The Gimel Mashal is a supik. But it's mafurish Meiri. If I'm paying you, I'm not going to rely on you. I have nothing else to do but to throw out money. Clearly, if I'm spending money on it, then clearly you are a shayim asaka. Even an alaka shayim. Clearly, it means I'm relying on you. Mumchis, I'm going to carry through. And pashas, even if he has 10 other people, then I'm like your type of guy. I need to have 10 opinions before I go through with the deal. But if I pay you, it's clear that I'm trying to rely on you. I want to rely on you. I value your opinion so much so that I'm willing to pay for that opinion. So clearly I value your opinion. I'm going to rely on the opinion. And immediately you're going to be chayiv. With that, he can answer up a shach. The Maram Ramberg, the shach brings down at the end. The Maram Ramberg says that you only need Alecha Ani Seimech by a hedyot, but by an omen you don't need Alecha Ani Seimech. And the shach jumps, what do you mean by an omen? It's harder to be mechayev, not easy to be mechayev. L'chari is the other way around. It's an omen, you only can be chayev if you pay him. So l'chari, why should an omen be more kal that you don't need Alecha Ani Seimech? And the achrenim say, the Dagam Ravav, and the omen, because Pitim says in the shach, in the answer of the shach, in the Maram Ramberg, the Maram Ramberg is not talking about an omen bechinam. That of that is more called. Tumar umen beskar. Since the only way to be chayiv an umen is when you pay him. When you pay somebody, you don't have to say Alecha Ani Seimech. It's clear. Why else am I paying you? If not, Alecha Ani Seimech. Sakta Gilyan Mashah, and the Truvis, Mishal Mega, same person, Ulam Mishpat, they want to know what happens if I'm paying him for something else. Not for this. They had a case that I hired a sarsar to sell goods. And I don't remember the exact case, but let's say by selling he also took the payment, and he told me to accept the payment. He gave me an etzah to accept the payment. It's good payment. So he did a dual service. He was a sarso, he was a broker, agent to sell the goods, and he also accepted the payment, and he gave his opinion that it was a good payment. There, the Shlomo Eger says, could be then the sivis is not applicable. Sivis is all along the figure that I pay you, and I'm paying you for your opinion. Clearly I value your opinion. But here, the reason I'm paying you to be my agent, to be my broker, my salesman. That's why I'm paying you, to be my sarsa. You don't see in the payment that I'm paying you specially to give an opinion on the money, if the money is good. So Mamela, maybe now you blind like someone who's not being paid copy the opinion. So even though that when I pay somebody, he's a shemesacha, in Hilchus Shmir, he'll be a shemesacha on everything involved, like by a tabach and by any woman, he's a shem, if I pay him, he's a shemesacha on everything involved. So in Hilchus Shemesacha, maybe he's a shemesacha, but to get away without saying a lecha nisemek, you don't have. Because really, you need a lecha nisemek. The only reason why you don't have a lecha nisemek is because it's implicit if I'm paying you that I value and I'm relying on your opinion. It's like an lecha nisemek. Here, you don't have it because I'm paying you for other reasons. I'm paying you to be my salesman. So then maybe you don't need a lecha nisemek to be kaif. All right. Let's go back to our story. We started off with a story, and the story was that I went into a trade show. Reuven went into a trade show, cars, to buy a used car, and he happened to see a mechanic by the place, and he asked the mechanic, "No, is this a good car? Should I buy it or not?" And he tells me it's good, and I told him that, you know, if it's good, if it works out, and I profit on the car, I'll flip it, I'll profit on it, I'll give you a chelik of the profits. And it was bad advice, it turned out to be a lemon, and I lost money. Can I be mechayiv this woman for his advice or not? Now, let's go on different dangers. I didn't say, no, I did not say alech ani zemek.
It's not a real thing.
Sorry?
It's not a real thing, eventually.
It's not a real?
Payment if he doesn't flip it.
Oh, so let's hear. Let's tell. So let's go. Let's very good. Eilim's asking. Yes, very good. Let's take it apart. Gavaldik. Oh, mamish gavaldik. Eilim is mamish hitting every point. So let's go in order. Like the Rama, Ziyesha Imrim. You don't even need a lakani zaymek. But we don't pass them like the Rama. Teretz is we're going to go in the mechaber. You need a lakani zaymek. It's clear. I'm not showing it to anyone else. I'm now allowed to bring the car, take the car off grounds. The auction's starting in 10 minutes. They wouldn't even allow me to take off grounds anyway, and I bump into the mechanic. Pasha's know the mechanic there. So that's it. It's Alech HaNisemek. I'm not giving Mar Lecher. Second of all is, since I'm offering you a chelik of the profit, so it means I value your opinion. I'm willing to pay for your opinion. I'm willing to share profits for your opinion. So you have the Nesivus Esfara that you don't even need a Lech HaNisemek. But the fact that I pay you is enough. It's an implicit a Lech HaNisemek. As if I said a Lech HaNisemek. So a Lech HaNisemek. So what? But I promise. I'm syndicating a deal. I'm bringing you in as a partner. I'm giving you some of the profits. It's clear that I value your opinion. I'm willing to share some of the profits with you. So lachayi yav alech ani saimek. So mamele, if you batch up, should be chayv. Teretz is, you're a mechanic and you're a mumcha, and halacha is a umin bechinam is pata. But I'm giving you profits, so lachayi there should be umin with schar that make you chayv. So this shayla went to the tashbats. Similar shayla. The case was that he bought, I believe it was gold, I forgot what it was, a chunk of metal, I think it was gold. And he went to this mumcha to tell him, is this pure gold? Or there are impurities here? How pure is this gold? If I'm going to find the impurities, it's not going to be worth it. If I cook it up and I take out the impurities, it's not going to be worth the way that it's now. And the guy said, based on the weight, he had a whole cheshbon, the guy said, yes, it's pure gold, you're good to go. Turned out it was copper. And he wanted to know, could he be mechayev the guy for giving him bad advice? And he made up with him that he's going to have a chelik of the prophets. And he wanted to know, could he be mechayev him? Zokta tashbats, a chiddish. Zokta tashbats, we know that Allah is, you only could be mechayev an umin if he gets paid. And over here, he's like a shem mechinim. He's not being paid. He is being paid. He's getting a chelik of the prophets. Zokta tashbats, to be considered paid, to be chayiv, you have to be paid even if there's a hefsid. the only way I'm going to be paid here, right? What's the case here? I'm going to get a chelik of the profits if it's good gold and I could flip it and make money. But if it's bad gold, if there's a hesed, you're getting nothing. So on the tzad that there's a hesed, you're not going to get any payment. Zaka tashbat, that's not enough to be a shomer tzedakah. You're only a shomer tzedakah if you're going to get a payment, even if there's a hefset in the chayfetz. But if on the tzad that there's a hefset in the chayfetz, you're not going to get payment, then you're not considered a shomer tzedakah. Memeli, you're back to a shomer chinam, and since you're a numin, you're going to be pata. And so, Zaka tashbat.
And payment is So someone who said it's right, he's giving advice.
But I'm paying you a dollar for the advice now, so you're getting the dollar no matter what. You're getting that dollar no matter, you got that dollar in your pocket. Frek the Hagon, the Tashbats, the Magia, your Kasha. What do you mean? The Tur said, Mufusha Tur, in Sif Dalet, if you remember, the Ramah brings it down, Yet Tabachim, and that deal was, Isa Shecht, instead of getting paid, is to take the Karkashoyis out of the animal, which was, what was the Karkashoyis again? The what? The big intestine. They used to get it. Now, what happens if it was a trefa? They got nothing. They only got it if they did good. But if they botched up, they got nothing. Zok the Tur, that when they botch up, they're going to be chayiv. Aye, they got nothing. Because if they wouldn't have botched up, they would have gotten. So we asked them not to. We asked them to botch up. You should have. Don't botch up and you would get paid. Since if they wouldn't have botched up, since if he wouldn't have botched up, he would have got paid. So that's schar, but that's the cases that even if he botches up, that's schar for all the cases that he does, all the shkitas that he does. Because since if he wouldn't botch up, he would be paid. So memele, he's a shemesaka even on the cases when he botches up. So Zokta Hagob blives tzarchin on the tashbats. Here too, who cares that over here he didn't get paid because he's a hefset. But had there not been a hefset, he would have gotten paid. He wouldn't got his car. So that should make him a shoyim esokah to be chayiv even when there is a hefset.
This was gold.
If it was gold, at what? Pashas, yeah, Pashas, that was the case. Pashas.
There is a difference because
the Kaaba,
what he's doing here, he's being, he's
getting
paid. You have the animal, you have part of this animal, it's yours.
The
Kaaba,
no, but if it's a
trafe,
it's worth it, it's
nothing. No, but he's a Mazik, he was a Mazik. He came to that time, he's a Mazik, right?
Right, good.
So he's a Mazik, so he takes a check, he cares about his check, he didn't get paid.
And Mashenkin over here.
Thank you over here.
Here, we're here
to solve the problem. The case of a mechanic is
called
different. First of all, guy takes a car without trying
to be able to
drive the car.
Well, now, first, let's talk about the Tajvat before you get to the mechanic.
Okay.
Yeah, Tajvat is okay by the gold. Yeah,
well, you're not giving him something right now.
Well, on the Tad that is gold, he'll get a Reva. Okay, so he'll get the profit tomorrow.
Here, I'm giving the behavior.
What's good if we get the profit today or tomorrow? I think that's what you're trying to say. I think what you mean to say is that, or by the Tabak's case is that he had the ability to check properly. So if you were Mazik, so to speak, you were Mazik your own scar. You could have gotten the scar. Machengen over here, had he given good advice, what would have happened? He would have told him, you know, it's really in the Cheshis, don't buy it. And then what would have happened? No. When they gotten paid. There was no way for him to get. He had no way to get paid. Who says this teretz? Ksois. Ksois and Reish Krav Zayin, Sivkot and Yenalev says this teretz. Says, Mamish Nada Tushtel. What does he want from Kakashez? And Mamish Nada Tushtel. He says, it's clear every Shema, this is a Chiddush of the Ksois, Chazin Nish Ogiz, this Chiddush of the Ksois, says every Shema Sarkov that batches up, let's not take any Umen. Stam, I give you something to watch, and you leave the door wide open. I paid you, you're a paid watchman, you're on a truck, and you leave the door wide open, you put up big signs, please come and take the money, right? Now what happens? So I've had you responsible for my money that was lost. Do I pay you for Shmira? No. That I don't pay you. You didn't do a Shmira. Chutz from the fact, Mavad, that you're going to have to pay me for the hefset that you caused, Mavad, you're going to lose your scar as well. So the only way you could get scar is if you do a good Shmira. That's every Shema Sokka is like that. You only get paid if you do a good job, and you don't get paid if you do a bad job. And even if you don't get paid by doing a bad job, you're also responsible for doing a bad job. That's every Shema Sokka is like that. So he says the topic is the exact same thing. Had you done a good Shkita, you would have gotten paid. You did a batch keto, so yes, you will lose your schar, and you will also have to pay for doing a batch keto. Mashenkein, the case of the Tashbat, had he given the correct opinion, he would have gotten zero. There was no way for him to make money. There's no way. If he botches up, he doesn't get paid. If he gives the correct opinion, he doesn't get paid. So how could he be Shem Ezach? He's only Shem Achinam. A very gishmak at Teretz of the Ksais. With a fit 100% in the wording to Shabbat, basic nish, but it's a very gishmak at Chilik of the Ksais. Now, Mele Rabbi says to me, Messiah, but our case with the mechanic, what did I tell the mechanic? I told the mechanic, I'm buying this car, and I can gishid the profits. I'll flip it, we'll make a profit, and I'll give you a Chilik of the profits. I want to get him because he's a Shem Ezach, and it's like a Lecha Nisaymik, and it's a Mara, whatever. Bottom line is, there's no way for him to make money. Had he told me the truth, it's 11, I would have left the car in the auction. I wouldn't have bought it. So then he had no way to make money. So you can't be a Shai Mazaka, the same lumnus at Tashbaz. It's impossible for him to be a Shai Mazaka. Had he given the right opinion, he wouldn't have gotten paid. Had he given the wrong opinion, he wouldn't have gotten paid. There's no way he could be a Shai Mazaka. So then he's only a Shai Mechinam. And he's an Omen. And the Omen is Pata, because he's a Shai Mechinam. He's Pata on bad advice. And he's not been an Omen, we can get him for a Pshia. That's why I would have asked a guy, I thought he was a Mumka, and he's not a Mumka. I can get him for that. But I asked a Mumka, he's taka mechanic, he's tavka mumcha, and it turned out he was never able to get schar. So he's a shem achinim. Shem achinim is potter on the zaynut. All right, Rabbi Isaac, good to work. What? Why?
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.